So the next one is bonding. Sometimes those family relationships are not easy to reconnect. We can't get them back into healthy affiliations for one reason or another. Bonding is vital. Developing relationships is vital. And I just want to emphasize again how important it is that Christ is at the core and the center of this process. Because the charity worker who really believes that their eternity is secure and they know their identity in Christ, it frees them to serve and to give and to do what is written here. The key was personal willingness to become deeply involved. The deeply involved is not an easy thing. I think of when Christ, I was just reading this the other day and it just jumped out at me. Whenever you read in Scripture and there's a verse that starts with the word so, you want to read the verse before again because there's an answer as to the so. And in this particular verse, it says something like, so Jesus unrobed, he put on, girded his waist with a towel, and he knelt at his disciples' feet and he began to wash their feet. That's how it starts out. So, this is what Jesus did. He served in a very unique way, in a very humbling way, deeply involved. But what's before that is not Jesus loved his disciples much. So, he girded himself with a towel and washed their feet. That's not what it says. It says something like, Jesus knew his authority. He knew from where he'd come, and he knew where he was going. So, he girded himself with a towel, and he knelt, and he washed their dirty feet. There's something about the security of Christ knowing who he was and knowing where he's going that allowed him to humble himself and serve and set an example for the world that was unlike any other we'd known. We too, as charity workers, identified in Christ and understanding who we are and that our eternity is secure, frees us up to serve unlike any other people in the earth.